To know me intimately is vital, not only for the days of my power, but daily. For the daily bread I serve includes exchanges from me to you in times of intimacy. There were great revivalists who in their day allowed me to use them in great ways, but whose end was not full of me. For they let go of their daily bread. They let go of me, and they did not know me in intimacy. To veer away from intimacy with me is to veer away from the fellowship and dependency that is needful, necessary, and a safe place in me. The more one leans into our fellowship, the more one requires intimacy with me, the greater the work of my spirit in your desires, in your life, and in your life of humility. The intimacy, the sweet times of fellowship, the moving of my hand on your behalf, the workings of my power to you and through you in the secret times will always be more necessary than the hours seen by man. This vital time must sometimes be reached for beyond the pull of outward things, beyond the pull of the flesh, beyond all pulls. One must always reach into me for that which is necessary. It is the sweet place, the intimate place that many give up first, when true life in me, the richness of life in me, is to first give up other things for me, those things that are not necessary. The more one gives to me in heart, in reaching for me, even when life dictates time limits on these things, the greater the grace that is received for increased desires and passions for me. It is the surrendered heart that allows me to come running to inhabit that place of surrender and work my will and good pleasure in your life. I cannot be first when I am not made to be first. And when one desires to hold me first in all things, I am always there as your help to satisfy your need for me. I am the daily bread you need. Many are reprioritizing their lives in me, and many are beginning to awaken to these things. To be late is to resist this wooing, and to be on time is to call upon me to help you shed that which stands in the way of victory. All is in me. All change is brought about through fellowship with me. Call upon me, and I answer. Yield to the grace. Yield to the answer that I bring. I will help you in all things. My callings are part of the answer, the invitations I am speaking. There are those who are beginning to awaken, to rise, to move forward, and this is what I am always seeking, a continual yielding to me. Hearts are turning. Hearts are reaching. There is a grace for these things. Come, 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 for my grace is working, even in the reaching forth to bring me into first place in all your living. I am pleased.